بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. An ayah of the Holy Quran which confers honor. Imam Ahmad and Tabari recorded from Sayyidina Mu'adh ibn Juhani radiallahu ta'ala that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Alhamdulillahi alladhi lam yattakhidh waladan wa lam yakul lahu shariqan fil mulki wa lam yakul lahu waliyyun min al-dhulli wa kabbirhu takbira. That this verse is the verse of honor. Tafsir al-Mazhari. Which creation was created on which day? Sahih Muslim and Sunan Nasa'i, Sayyidina Abu Hurairah radiallahu ta'ala was reported to have said that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam took hold of my hand and said, Allah created dust and soul on Saturday. On Sunday He created the mountains. On Monday He created the trees. On Tuesday He created all unpleasant things. On Wednesday He created light. On Thursday He created animals. And Adam alayhi salatu was salam was created on Friday after Asr before nightfall. Tafsir ibn Kathir. Spend one dirham for the sake of Allah and take 10 dirhams out of His treasure. Ubaidullah ibn Muhammad ibn Aisha rahmatullahi alayhi reported that once a beggar came to Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala. Sayyidina Hussain or Sayyidina Hussain radiallahu anhumah, he told them, go to your mother and tell her to give me one of the 6 dirham I had deposited with her. The child did as he was told. When he returned and he said, Mother says that you keep these dirhams to purchase flour. Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala said, A servant's faith is not proven until he relies more on what is in the treasures of Allah than what is with him. Tell your mother to send those 6 dirhams. So she sent the money and Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala gave it all to the beggar. The narrator further mentioned that Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala had not left his seat yet. When a man passed by, wanting to sell his camel, Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala asked him about its price. It said, its price is for 140 dirham. Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala said, tie it here. I will pay you its price sometime later. So the man tied the camel and left. A short while afterwards, another man came and said, to whom does this camel belong to? Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala said, it is mine. The man asked whether it is for sale. Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala replied in the affirmative. That man asked, how much is it? 200 dirham, Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala replied. That man said, I purchased it for that amount. And he handed the money over to Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala. Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala then gave 140 dirhams to the man whom he had bought the camel. And the remaining 60 dirham he gave to Sayyidina Fatima radiallahu anha. She asked, what is this? He said, this is what Allah has promised us to His Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Man ja'a bil hasanati falahu ashru amthaliha. Whoever does a good deed shall receive like there of tenfold. This hadith shows us that sometimes when we need something and we need it, we're relying on it. I mean, this is flour. This is their food. Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala realized that if he gave up these 6 dirhams, there's a high possibility that they will have absolutely nothing to eat. That is true reliance. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala, he said, we should have such tawakkul in Allah that you wake up in the morning like a bird. You wake up with the empty stomach, having no idea where you're going to get your food, and you sleep with a full stomach. One time the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, hadith in the Mishkat al-Masabi, we read it the other day, that he called Bilal radiallahu ta'ala. And he said, Ya Bilal, I see a container of food there. What is this? I see a container of food. Why do you have this? Sayyidina Bilal radiallahu ta'ala, he said, that's for tomorrow, Ya Rasulullah. Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Ya Bilal, qada'a, and being content is to have enough just for today. Whatever you have for tomorrow, go ahead and give it away. Tomorrow, what are you about tomorrow? I have what I need for today, I'm good. So this was the teachings of Al-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his level of tawakkul and reliance that he instilled within the companions radiallahu anhu. I want to point out one thing though. That Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala gave 6 dirhams and he received 60 dirhams. So he received tenfold of what he gave. A lot of us might be sitting here thinking, okay, if I give 6, then I must get 60. We have to be cautious on this meaning. Because sometimes we might not get the return back in this dunya. The reward will be given in the next. So no one should be sitting here, I get up for tahajjud, I recite Quran, I fasted, I should have goodness. No. Because the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, no one has done ibadah like al-Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And as a matter of fact, no one has suffered like al-Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So the greatest human being suffered, and his ibadah, we will never reach it. So just because we do something good and we do ibadah, don't always think that good is going to come my way. Because good will come. but not necessarily in this dunya. Better good will come in the hereafter. And matter of fact, on the Day of Judgment, all the good we received on the Day of Judgment, and we will be told that, well, I would have given you this good too if you didn't receive the return back in this dunya. On the Day of Judgment, we will say, we wish we never had any blessing in this dunya, so we would have gotten all the rewards in the akhirah. In this dunya, we wish we suffered. In the hereafter, because we would have gotten more reward, because that is an everlasting reward, and this reward is temporary. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us understanding and give us the strength and the tawfiq to live our lives in accordance to the teaching of the Quran and the sunnah of our beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Jazakum Allah khairan wa akhir da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.
Takbir! Allahu Akbar!